Thank you, Emma. I'll now pick up the questions that we had for Articles 7 and 8. The first question was around what measures are taken to combat cyberbullying, particularly of women in leadership. We have a Harmful Digital Communications Act 2015, and that covers a range of technology-facilitated stalking methods, such as... it also covers actions including posting intimate visual recordings without consent and online stalking. New Zealand's online safety organisation, NetSafe, they are also there to support people, and when they are unable to resolve a complaint to the satisfaction of the complainant, it may be possible to seek an order in the district court regarding that matter. I touched on earlier the role that senior political leaders in New Zealand are playing in calling out inappropriate online behaviour, including bullying of women in senior leadership roles and visible leadership roles. Women ministers have spoken about their perspective that post-COVID-19, the line of acceptable interaction and dialogue seems to have shifted, and they are speaking about that and really wanting to make sure that it's an appropriate place. So they are playing a key leadership role on that themselves and pushing back strongly. There was a question about quotas in terms of gender balance in political parties. That's a matter for political parties themselves, and it's not something that I can comment on further. With respect to government incentives for women to enter politics, I'd like to acknowledge parliamentarians themselves have acknowledged the need for the environment of parliament to shift so that it's able to attract diverse leaders, people from across our communities who want to participate in that environment. So that shift to make it more family friendly, for example, there are some quite practical things in place that do support the working of Parliament to be more inclusive for people with families, including that the parliamentary recess periods coincides with our school holidays. That can make it easier to balance for working parents who are also members of Parliament. We also, this is sort of symbolic, but in the grounds of Parliament there is a play area for children as well, which I think symbolises the desire of Parliament and parliamentarians to really make sure that it is a place for everyone. And also I shared with you that my minister has had her first child quite recently, and it's not uncommon when I'm going to meet with her that she will have had some time with her son, and she's balancing things out with her little boy as well. We will come back to you on your data request for women in the Foreign Service, women in the judiciary with those numbers. But in terms of the current balance of women on public sector boards and committees, that has increased from 2022 to 2023, and it now sits at 53.9%. Thank you. I'm sorry, there were some other follow-up questions about nationalities, the Citizenship Act, and the Stateless Convention. We will come back in writing on those questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.